It's been 40 minutes since your girlfriend left you tied to the bed in nothing but a pair of pink satin panties. The two of you had been playing these bondage games for several weeks now, and so far it had been fun. Now you were getting worried. Where the hell was she? Finally, you hear some movement downstairs. You call out to her, but you get no reply, so you wait. Eventually, you hear her walk upstairs towards the bedroom. When she appears in the doorway, you are stunned, speechless for a moment. She had changed in the time she was gone. Her elegant black lingerie replaced with pink thigh-high stockings, a pair of clear plastic platform high heels, a pink thong, and a ridiculously small pink bra that her soft, full breasts were practically spilling out of. Her blonde hair hung in loose curls around her face, and she had long false eyelashes on and bright pink glossy lipstick. Around her neck, she wore a pink leather collar with a small D-ring in the front. You are still trying to digest your girlfriend's new look when you notice me standing behind her, tall and slender, in skin-tight black leather pants, blood-red knee-high leather boots, and a red satin corset. You have no idea who I am. I watch you take this all in with a slight smile on my lips, and before you say anything, I push your girlfriend further into the room. She stumbles, catches herself, and turns to look at me. I point to the floor beside the bed, and she walks over there and kneels without a word. You finally find your tongue and start asking questions. Who am I? What's going on? And so forth. Hush now. I will tell you what I want you to know when I want you to know it, panty boy. You blush as you fully realize what you must look like, spread eagle on the bed in those pink panties. Several hours later, with your legs bound towards your shoulders and your ass spread open, your girlfriend riding your face to my instruction, and my thick 9-inch strap-on buried deep inside you, you struggle to remember what it is not to be my whore, my bitch, my fuck toy. And even though you wouldn't have believed it when I first walked in, your cock is harder than ever now, straining against the fabric of those panties and leaking. The spreading wet spot, along with my promise of how you will lick and suck every drop of cum out of those panties, both add to your humiliation and, at the same time, make that pink, panty-covered cock even harder. You are just listening to a mini Rotica tease by Isabel. That's me, my deviant darlings. For more, or to find out about custom audios, visit my blog at www.eroticconfessional.com. For a phone session with me, call 1-800-601-7259. Call me. You know you want to.